The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Ketubot has been dedicated by our dear friend Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu. May the zikut of the limud of Masechet Ketubot stand for him that he should have Be'azat Hashem, Hashanah Tovah Mborechet, Osher Ve'osher Ve'chavod, Shalom Bayit V'Hatzlacha Bechol Ma'aseh Yadav. And Be'azat Hashem, may he continue to be a supporter of Torah and all holy projects. Amen. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihenu Begin Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Rifuah Shelema. Yosef ben Sarah, Rahamim ben Adel, Sarah bat Rachel. Enna Rifana Lahem. Betoch Shear Chodei Amo Yisrael. Amen. We begin today's daf. On Lamed Alef Amud Bet. And we are four lines from the bottom. Haba al achoto v'al achot abiv. The Mishnah's case was a person goes, let's say, on achoto. He rapes achoto. Ones. So the deen over there is, even though it's a hayuf karet, still the deen is he has to pay knas. So you see over here a case of what? Where a person pays a knas for an ones, even though he goes with a lady that is punishable by karet. So comes the Gemara and says, "Urmin, who we have a contradiction. Elu hen halokin. The following people get malkut. Haba al achoto. Person goes with his sister, val achot abiv, or his aunt, or his father's sister, val achot emo, or his mother's sister, val achot ishto, or his wife's sister, val eshet achiv, or his brother's wife, val eshet achi abiv, or his father's brother's wife, ve'al anida." In all those cases over there, the common denominator is that they're punishable by karet. In this case over here, she says, let's say they gave them warning that if you go with these ladies, you're going to get malkut. So the deen is what? The punishment is that they get malkut. Ve'kaimalan, the Gemara says, de'en oloke umishalem, which we have a rule. Once already you're getting malkut, you do not have to pay. That she says on the bottom, de'nafkalan le'kaman mechder ish'ato. Pasuk says you only punish him for one rish'a. Mishum rish'a achat atam hayibo, v'yatam hayibo mishtum shtey rish'oyot. Which means that a person has two rish'oyot. A person has, let's say, a punishment of malkut. In this case over here, let's say he has a punishment of mamon. So the deen is that you pay the, you take the malkut and you do not have to pay.
But
the Gemara says, v'kai malan, de'enu lokeh u'mishalim. So comes the Gemara and says, and now we have a question. We have a question over here because in our Mishnah said what? You had a situation of karet and mamon. And in this case over here, you got the mamon. And in this case over here, we have a Mishnah, which is Masechet Makot, that says you have a malkut and you have a mamon, and you get the malkut. So the Gemara's question is, what do you mean? Why in one case you're saying you get the malkut, and in one case you're saying you get the mamon? How do you have a contradiction? Now again, the right, which is they warned him over here. They warned him that if he's going to do this item over here, he's going to get malkut.
Anyway, he wouldn't though.
So Kamil Gemara says, "Vekai malan deinu kemeshalem." Amar Ula. So Ula comes along and says, "Good." In both these cases, we're talking about ones. So therefore, there's a case of mamon, and there's a case of malkut. There's a case of mamon. There's a case of karet. So why now Mishnah in Masechet Ketubot we say you pay, and why in Masechet Makot do you say that you get the Malkut? Make up your mind. Do you get the Malkut or do you get the Mamon? So the Gemara says there's a haluk between the two cases. Amar Ula La Kashya. Kan Ba'ahoto Ne'ara, Kan Ba'ahoto Bogeret. Good. The case of Masechet Ketubot is Ahoto Ne'ara. We know the law of Anusa applies to a Ne'ara. That's why there is a Knas. And that's why you pay the Knas and you don't get the Karet. Masha'inkin. In the case of the Makot, the situation is where she's a Bogeret. So Bogeret, there's no monetary, there's no Knas, and therefore you get the Malkut. She, Ba'choto ne'arad, Ika Knas, V'svilale de'mamona mishalem ve'lo lake. Right now, Mishnah, we hold that what? When there's a case of Mamon, you get the Mamon and not the Malkut. Ve'i de'makot be'bogeret, and the Knas, good. The case of Masechet Makot, so about a Bogeret, where there's no Knas, and therefore the deen is, you get the Malkut. So the Gemara says, wait. Achoto bogeret name ha'ika boshet upegam. What are you talking? Even by a bogeret, even though there's no knas, there's still mamon. You have to pay boshet. Because bottom line, when she was violated, there's a busha over there. There's a payment that has to be made for embarrassment. The way you calculate that, the hakamim say is, you tell the person or the father, let's say, how much would you have paid in order for this not to happen? And if somebody's going to threaten to do that to you, how much would you pay not to do it? So that's where the way you ascertain the price of boshet. And then also you have the din of pegam. And she says, what's pegam? So let's read that. She's second one. Boshet to pegam the knas to buy the nara. Okay, if I buy nara, you get knas. About boshet mamunah, but boshet is even by a bogedet. Upegam ki ilu shifhan nim kiri bashuk. That's the how much she went down in value. If let's say you sold her as a shifha to the shuk. Right, how much she devaluated in her value. The master wants to do a favor to the Eved. He has a good slave he likes him, so the Eved wants to marry him off. How much would he pay for such a lady that now has this pegam? How much was she worth, and how much did she become devaluated? That's the price of pegam. So the Gemara says, just like by Nara, there's a price of mamon, so there's a price of mamon by a bogeret. So the Gemara says, Bishota. The case is talking about when she's a bogeret and she's a shota. Lashi she'en la boshet v'damim l'mkod b'shuk na'mi'ila, which means she has no busha, a shotat, but she's she doesn't have da'at, and also she doesn't have damim for herself to sell herself in devaluation. Therefore, she didn't lose anything because she's a shota. So the Gemara says va'ikat sa'ara. Okay, wait. In the Kanam, you might not have boshet. You might not have a pegam. But there is still tzah that she says, Da'aki t'ramim manitin, ha'mefateh notem boshet to pegam v'knas mosif alav ha'onesh noten et tasa'ar. Which means when it comes to onesh, when you me'anes somebody, you have to pay for pain. Pain and suffering. And therefore, the shota, she should get the tzah payment. So comes the Gemara and says, b'mefotah. You know what the case is talking about? It's talking about that she was seduced. She wasn't raped. And therefore, as she says, b'mefotah de'en latzah, because she did it willingly. So therefore, it's talking about she's a bogeret, shota, mefotah. So therefore, there's no boshet, there's no pegam, there's no tzah, therefore it'll be malkut. Because there's no mamon whatsoever. So the Gemara says, everybody, once already introducing a case where she's a mefuta, so then the Gemara says, afilu tema achoto ne'ara biyetoma umfuta, which means already we can come along, once already introducing mefuta, we don't have to say she's talking about she's a shota and a mevogeret. You can come along and say, it's sister, who's a ne'ara bitoma umfuta, but she is a yetoma and a mefuta. Well, once you tell me she's mefuta, it's already knocked off the tsar payment. Once already you tell me that she's a yetoma, she has no father, so what does that do? So that she says, shekansa ubushta upegama shela. Which means, all those payments go to her, because she has no father. Umfuta. Now, kivan shakol shela. Well, what's already everything going to her? And kan hayu mamoda abdam midata, because she did it willingly. So therefore, the deen is va'achole achlagabe. So therefore, she's mochel because she did it willingly. So therefore, you don't have to come along and give a case of bogeret. Okay. We can give both cases of this man ne'ara. The avishnat kituvos man a regular ne'ara. And therefore, what is mamon? So when there's a case of mamon, there's mamon. There's no malkut. I'm a second kituvos. I'm a second makot. It's talking about mifuta. Ne'ara yetoma. So the yetoma just puts the money to her. Okay, once the money's to her, since she's a, you don't have to say she's a shota. Once already put the money to her, and already she's a mefuta, so therefore it's willingly. So therefore there's no tzar, there's no bullshit, there's no pigam, and therefore there is going to be malkut. So the Gemara says, Alma kasamar ola. From all this you see, this is all Ola's answer. Kol echad ika mamon umalkut mamona b'shalem. Which means when there's mamon umalkut, for example, in the Mishnah, where there's a case of mamon umalkut, and there's a monetary payment for the knas to be paid. So therefore, you get the mamon, you pay the mamon, you don't do the malkut. Milka lo lake minale le ola. Ha. How does ola know that? Which means how does ola know that when there's a mamon umalkut, that the mamon is paid and the malkut is taken off? Comes again with the Gadashi, Kasamar Ula, the Uki Matnitin the Makot, was he established the Mishnah Makot Beboget, which you could have explained our Mishnah simply. And said the reason why you don't get Malkut in our Mishnah is because there wasn't a warning. He didn't explain like that. Responsible, even if there was a warning for Malkut in our Mishnah, still, since there's a Kenas, you're going to get Mammon and you're not going to get Malkut. From the fact that he didn't opt out to answer that our Mishnah is talking about Lo Hutru, especially even if you had a Hatra'ah, still it's going to be what? Mammon Velo Malkut. How does Ula know that? So the Gemara says, Gamar. Oh, he learns from the deed of somebody that causes a damage to his friend. Okay? Now, we know that when a person damages a friend, he's over the love of Lo Yosef. Okay? He's sued over there, Lo Yosef. And therefore, that's considered already punishable by Malkut. And of course, he has monetary damages that he has to pay. So it says, right? It has both. There's monetary pay, which you have to pay for the damages. And there's also a Malkut. Mamona Mishalim, but still, what's the deen? He pays money. Rashi, ma chovel b'chaveru dinu lidon b'mamon shu hamur b'malkut shiken yishbo chomer echad. Which means we'll see that. I read the Rashi ahead of us. Which means the Gemara is saying at this point over there, he pays mamon. Accept it. There's a deen of chovel chaveru. He has mamon and malkut. He pays mamon. He's off the hook for the malkut. So the Gemara says lo laki doesn't get malkut. So therefore. How do you know? Look at Rashi before that. Chomer b'chaveru, ikam malkut de lo yosef u'mamona mishlim kedichtiv shivto yiten va'afilu etrube. Even if, let's say, you gave him warning for the malkut, namim marbele lekama mishmatem behejel teshlumin. You only pay the teshlumin. So the Gemara was saying, just like chovel, we have mamon and malkut, and even if you were warned for the malkut, you only pay mamon. So to everywhere else, when it's mamon and malkut, you only pay mamon, and you're off the hook for the malkut. So the Gemara says, af kol echad ikam mamon and malkut, mamonam mishlim melka lo lake. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Mal lechovel lechaveru. Sheken chayav b'chamisha devarim. I'll tell you can't learn from Chovel, because the Mammon of Chovel is more hamur. Why? Because there's five different payments by Mammon, by Chovel. You have Nesek, Sa'ar, Shevet, Ripui, and Boshet. Which is there's five different types of monetary compensation that a person has to make when he damages his friend. So I can tell you, in the case of Chovel b'chaveru, the monetary is more hamur, because it's already five different types of payments. So maybe that case it overrides the Malkut. But who told you, in another case where it's just a regular payment, maybe the Mammon does not override the Malkut. And now the Gemara goes the other way. The Mammon al-Kula. Or maybe you'll tell me, no, maybe Mammon is more kav. Maybe there's a certain kula by Mammon, and therefore you'll be able to make a kav v'chomer. And you'll say, in a case where Mammon is more kav than Malkut, and still you're getting Mammon, certainly in a case where Mammon is going to be more hamur than Malkut, certainly you're going to give the Mammon, which is maybe you want to learn like that. So the Gemara says, no. Sheken utar mechlalo bebeti. I'll tell you, even if you want to say Mammon is more kav, only because it's up against Chovel. And since we found Chovel is mutar in a certain situation, for example, in Betin, isn't it permissible to be Chovel somebody in Betin? The Betin gives somebody lashes. So therefore, even if you want to say it's more kal, it's only because it's up against Chovel, which is mutar in Betin. But who says in a regular case of Mammon, for example, in the case over here of Mammon against Ones, where there's no heter of Ones, maybe you get the Malkut over Mammon. So the Gemara is saying, Mimanav Shach, you have no raya from Chovel. Odd pa. Either you're going to tell me what? That Mammon is more hamur in this case. Why is it more hamur? Five payments. So you have no raya to learn from this case. Just because you're doing Mammon against Malkut, maybe in the case of a regular Mammon, maybe it's not more hamur than Malkut. And even if you want to tell me no, maybe you'll argue, say no, maybe Mammon is more kal than Malkut. And that's why you're paying Mammon, and still you're paying Mammon. Even though it's more kal, you're still paying Mammon. So kal v'chom, in the case where the Mammon is not more kal, certainly you'll pay the Mammon. Which is when Mammon is more kal than Malkut, means Malkut is more hamur, and still we let you off with paying Mammon. Certainly when the Mammon is hamur, in other cases, you'll pay Mammon. Kibbutz, you have no raya like that. Because I can argue over here, the only reason why you're paying Mammon, because you're up against the Chovel. Chovel is weak because it's a type of Isu that's mutar somewhere else. It's mutar in Beti. So therefore, in such a case, I'll say, Mammon, the Kal, can go against Chovel. And therefore, you'll pay Mammon, no Malkut. But in the case where, let's say, Mammon against Ones, who told you? Maybe you'll get Malkut. Because that type of Ones is not mutar somewhere else. So if you have no Raya from Chovel, if you learn Mammon is Hamur, you have no Raya. If you learn Mammon is Kal, you have no Raya. Let's read in Rashi. Look at Rashi. Ma lechovel b'chaveru dinu nidon b'mamon. It makes sense to pay Mammon. Sheareh hamur b'malkut. It's more hamur. Why? Sheken yish b'chomer achad. What's the chomer?
the homer of five payments. Mm-hmm. Oh, now you go the other way. Shayyab Habishad Devarim, right? Nezek, Sa'adi, Pushev, and Tuboshe. Those are the five different payments. Now, the imamuna le kulao, now go the other way. If you want to say mamun is kula, the im tomar, mamun kal menam belkut, maybe you'll say mamun is less than kal, the enzu teshuvah, sheheshavnu de kod sheken be'alma, which is the name, maybe you'll come and tell me that why you can make a kod sheken. Maze, shehamu le tchaye ba'amishad devarim nidon, bekala, shebishne kayuvim shebahem, which means if you're going to tell me that what? That even though that mamun is kal, what? Leave the five payments. I'm going to go the other way now. Mamon is kal, and I'm still going to say what you pay mamon. Kavahom the shar chaybe mamon, or the both for the other case we have chaybe mamon. Hakalin shiadunu be mamon akal. That what? That you'll judge with mamon akal, which is if in this case somebody tell me mamon is kal, and still you're paying mamon. So kosh again in other cases you'll pay the mamon. So Gemara says ikal mifrach. She says ma lechovel b'chaveru sheken hutar mechla. Which means what? We know that chovel is not so strong because it's a type of isu that's mutar somewhere else. It's mutar where in betin. Did he tell me shoot the betin al koto? If we have no raya from chovel, no matter how you learn it. So comes the Gemara and says, okay, we have another proof. How do you know in a case when there's mamon and makut that you're going to get mamon? I learned it from Endim Zomimim. What's the case for Endim Zomimim? Where two witnesses come along and testify against the person, and two other witnesses come along and say, Imanu hiitim. Right? You are with us. So the deen is ma'asitim lo kashe zamam nasudai. Whatever they were trying to do to their friend, we do to them. Now, for example, let's say they were trying to cause their friend a loss in money. So therefore the Hayab Mamon. Now every Edim Zomem also is a Cheker. And they also obey the Isur of Law Ta'aneh, which is a Malkut. So Edim Zomem are a classic place of Malkut and Mamon. So the deen is, Ma Edim Zomem Di'ika Mamonu Malkut. And what's the deen? Mamona Mishaleh Milka Lo Lakeh. And the deen is that they pay the money and they don't get the Malkut for the Law Ta'aneh. אף כל אחד איקה ממון ומלכות ממונה משלם מלכה לא לכה so I'll say מה מצינו שסגפה בעדים זוממים that ממון משלם במלכות לא so to buy all of the places ממון משלם במלכות לא כמרס נאו מה לעדים זוממים שכן אינן סליחים התראה I'll tell you that's different because you don't need, I find already a kula by עדים זוממים that what you don't need a התראה רשי שכן אין סליחים התראה ונענשים במיטה ובמלכות ובממון, which means automatic, whatever they're trying to cause the guy to get, they're trying to kill him, or they're trying to get him מלכות, or trying to get him ממון, ודינו שידרו בחמורה כי איקה תרתי, right, which means, in that case over there, we have no התראה, so then I'll tell you over there, that's why you can be lenient and say what? That you'll let him get away with the, you pay the ממון, because you already see, you have a כולה by the case of עדים זוממים. But in another case, we have a mamon and malkut. Maybe I'll tell you what. Maybe you get the malkut. You cannot bring a ra'ya from Adim Zomim because already we found a kula by Adim Zomim that what? It does not need hatra'a. Yeah, it doesn't need hatra'a. So in that case over there, you can already get a mamon. So give us v'i mamon al kula'u. I'll go the other way. And maybe you'll tell me no, that mamon is already more kal than malkut. And therefore what? I can argue that in this case over here, where mamon is kal than malkut, and still you say mamon, so koshka in other cases where mamon and malkut come together, you'll give, the payment will be mamon. Kibaraz no, sheken lo asu ma'aseh. Now the only reason why mamon is kal in this case, because the isur of lo ta'aneh b'racha et shakir is a weak isur. Why? Because there's no ma'aseh. Dibur is not considered ma'aseh. False testimony, you didn't do an action. So I'll say the only reason why you're doing mamon in this case over here is because mamon is going against a lav that does not have a ma'aseh. But you have no raya in the case of ones where there was a ma'aseh, then maybe I'll tell you the malkut is more hamur. So if a bottom line, you cannot learn from Edim Zomim. Let's go review why you can't learn from Edim Zomim. If you want to tell me that what? That I want to learn to know, it's like Edim Zomim, you as mamon and no malkut. Then no, not Edim Zomim, that's a kula. What's the kula? You don't need a warning. You don't need a hatta'a. These witnesses come in and they testify, automatically they have to pay the mamon. So therefore, I'll tell you that case. So maybe you'll tell me, no, but maybe mamon is more kal. So if in this case they have to pay, mamon kushkin in other cases. No, I'll tell you, the only reason why mamon is more kal in this case was going against
a lav that does not have a maaseh. Maybe the case where the lav is with a maaseh, maybe you'll get malkut. So comes the Gemara and says, Ela gemar betarvayu. Good. So I'll learn from both. Put them together now. Which means, now I could put edim zomimim, put them together with the deen of Chovel Havero, and now you cannot tell me that Chovel Havero has a certain kula, because you'll tell me ma'alu Chovel Havero sheken hutra bebetin, tomar be'edim zomimim shelotra bebetin, or ma'al edim zomim she'en ma'aseh, tomar be'chovel havero she'esh ma'aseh. So therefore all the kulot by each one cancel each other out. So now we look at what they have in common. What do they have in common? That they're both subject to mamon and malkut. And what the deen is that mishalmim mamon ve'en lokin. What's the common denominator between them? The ika mamon u'malkut. Mamonam mishalem melkah lo laki. Af kol eka the ika mamon u'malkut. Mamonam mishalem melkah lo laki. So comes the Gemara and says, no. Ma'al etzad ha'shevei shevei sheken yesh bim tzad hamur. Which means, no, they have both respectively tzad hamur. Which means both mamon and both edim zomemim and chobel b'chaviro has a tzad hamur. What's the tzad hamur of them? So the tzad hamur is that what? Exactly. Chobel b'chaviro is mishalem five things. Which means that therefore, since it's mishalem five things, that's why you pay the mamon. And what's the case of the edim zomemim? The case of the edim zomemim chumra is... Right. Yet they get punished without a hatra'ah. So in that case, without that's a chumrah. That since they get punished without a hatra'ah, that's why already you pay mamon. So if you have no ra'ayah, they have a sad chumrah, and therefore you cannot learn from other cases. Otpam, you want to put them together using a sada shaveh. Good, I'll use a sada shaveh. Sada shaveh both have stringencies on the mamon side. Why? This case, five payments. In the case of Chobel Chavarot, five payments in the Mamon. Or five payments. That's why Mamon overrides Malkut. In the case of Edim Zomim, the Mamon is paid even without a warning. That's why Mamon is Muhammad. Tomorrow, in the other case, maybe they don't have this Chobrot. And I go the other way. V'i Mamon al Kulau, Shken Yishmat Sadakal. And if you want to go the other way, say, oh, Mamon is Kal. Okay, good. But it's going against things that are Kal as well. Chobel Chavarot is sheken hetero bebetin. My betin is not to be chobel when they give somebody malkut. And edim zomim is kal in the sense that it's no maaseh that they're doing. So they have a man of shach, the tzad ha-shaveh, if you go to the chumrah or the kulah, they still have a commonality which you will not be able to learn from those two items to something else. Right? So comes the Gemara and says, Ela, Ula, you know where Ula learns it from? Again, what are we trying to prove there? How do you know when you have a situation of Malkut and Mamon that you get the Mamon? Right, again, how do we know that Ula said this? Because Ula answered our Mishnah that's talking about she's a Na'ara, obviously. And the guy was Ma'anes, the Ahoto, which is, they warned him from Malkut. And the Hiddush is what? Still, you pay the Knas. So you see what? In the case we have a Mamon and a Malkut, you get the Mamon. Right, and he didn't answer the case about we didn't get hatra'ah. No, there is hatra'ah. So you see what mamon malkut, mamon pays. So Gemara says ila ula tahat gamar, which means yes, gezra shava tahat ketiva ka tahat asher inna. But in the case of ma'anes, what does the pasuk say? That he pained her inna. He caused her tzar. Right. Uchtivatam, and we have another pasuk by Chovel. What does it say? Ayin tachat ayin, right? Which literally means eye for an eye. Which means the guy takes out his friend's eye. So the Torah says what? Ayin tachat ayin. Now, when it says eye for an eye, ma hatam mamunam mishalem. What do you mean eye for an eye? You don't take out the guy's eye. Ayin tachat ayin. The rabbi's doing what he's talking about. Mamun, which means you pay a compensation for the eye. Milka lo lakeh, but there's no malkut in that case. You just make a compensation. Af kol echad ika mamunah malkut, mamunah mishalem. Milka lo lakeh. So to over here, anytime there's a mamon and a malkut, you give the mamon, which means you have again tahat tahat. But in the case of ayin tahat ayin, the deen over there is what? The guy was chovel b'chaviro. What does the Torah say? He pays. Even though technically you have a malkut as well. Because you were chovel b'chaviro, there's malkut in that case. Still, why? You don't get the malkut, you get the mamon. So to by the tahat that it says, why? Honest. I'll say what? Even though there's malkut and mamon, where's the malkut? Because you have a sister, let's say. Right? You have malkut on that, and you have the. You have the mamon because it's ones. What's the deen? You pay the mamon and you don't get the
Malkut. That is the Mamon Meshalim Milka Lo Laket. That's where they're proving it from. So we have a Ra'ya for Ula.
Now, you might ask a question in this Gezerah Shavah. Ta'at. You tell me, okay, you want to learn from Chovel Haveru. But I thought we said Chovel Haveru has a Humrah. What's the Humrah? It pays five payments. So therefore, how could you learn from Chovel that you pay Mamon and not Malkut? I could say, Ba'al Chovel Sheesh Hamisha payments. So that she answered this question. How does she answer? Top Rashi, the gezerah shava mufnehi v'demedim v'emeshivin. She says the gezerah shava is open. She says both words are available. Now we have a rule. When you have two words of the gezerah shava available, even if you can break the gezerah shava like I just did, you don't break it. So therefore, even though you could argue with her, ma'ad chover sheyesh hamisha devarim, kamash malan, doesn't matter. Still, you can learn the gezerah shava. And therefore, just like by chover b'chaviru mamon meshlem v'dom malkeh, so too by the case of honest, a person will get malkut and not mishlem. Will get mamon and not mishlem. That's the ra'ya for ula. Comes the Gemara and says, "Rabbi Yochanan Amar afilu tema achoto ne'ara." Oh, he comes on and says, "No." He wants to answer back the question between Masechet Makot and Masechet Ketubot. In Masechet Ketubot, it said what? If a person went with his sister, mamon velo malkut. In Masechet Makot, it said the opposite, malkut velo meshalem. So how does Rabbi Yochanan answer? He says, kan shetrubo, kan shelo hetrubo. Oh, he answered differently. He says, you know what the case of our Mishnah is? They did not give a hatra'ah. In the case of Makot, they gave a hatra'ah. So when you give a hatra'ah, warning, then you get the malkut. Oh, so Kot Rabbi Yochanan, the only reason why not Mishnah, you don't get malkut because there was no warning. Mashma, that if there was a warning, malkut goes over Mamon. So comes Gemara says, "Alma kasvar Rabbi Yochanan koleh kadinka mamon umalkut ve'atrube," and they warned him, "Milka lake mamuna lo mishalem." But it's the opposite of ula. So Gemara says, "Minal le Rabbi Yochanan ha." How does Rabbi Yochanan know that rule over there where there was a hatra'ah? So the deed is going to be that what you get the malkut and not the mamon. Amar kera keder ishato. Okay, we have a pasuk. The pasuk is talking about over here. When the judges are, let's say, giving malkut to somebody, so they give him malkut keder shato for his sin, for the resha that he did. So the shato is singular. So the Gemara doresh mishum resha achat ata mechayibo, hiata mechayibo mishum shtei reshoyot. Okay, good, but you still don't know. Maybe it's monetary. How do you know that when you're punishing a person, that you punish him for one? Which one? Do you punish him for the monetary, or do you punish him for the malkut? So the Gemara says, "V'smikla." The next pasuk says, "Arba'im yakendu." We're talking about malkut. So kederi shato, you give him one. Which one do you give him? You give him the malkut. Oh, so the Gemara says, "Vare chovel b'chaveru." So yes, Rabbi Hanan. What do you mean, chovel b'chaveru? First, let's say afflicts damages his friend. The ikam amonu malkut mamunam mishlem milka lo lake. Goes against Rabbi Hanan. We just learned what by chovel b'chaveru you pay and you don't get malkut. I thought you told me that what. You say that normally you, when you have malkut and mamon, you get malkut and not mamon. Maybe the case of chovel b'chaveru, the reason why you get malkut is talking about, I'm sorry, the reason why you pay mamon, because there was no warning. However, about etrube, milka lake mamona lo mishalem. But maybe the Rabbi Yochanan is consistent. But in the if you get a warning by chovel b'chaveru, maybe you'll get malkut as well. So the Gemara says, and not mamon. So the Gemara says, no, ba'amar b'ami amar b'yuhanan. We have a clear statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Hikau haka'ash she'en ba shaveh peruta. Let's say the guy went to hit somebody, but the damage was a very minimal damage, less than a shaveh peruta, which is a minimal damage. So it says, loke. Okay, so in that case, somebody gets malkut, because less than a shaveh peruta is not considered mamon. So the Gemara says, what's the case? Hechidame, idelo atrube. If they didn't want him for the malkut, amai loke. Why is he getting malkut? El abshita de atrube. Oh, so the case was, we're talking about what? What they want them. The tamad, the beshaveh peruta. And that only reason why he has to pay. The only reason why he has to get malkut in that case is because it was less than a shaveh peruta. Ha, eat beshaveh peruta. But if there was a shaveh peruta, even though he was warned, mamona, vishaleh, milka, lo lake, he's going to get
Mamon. So therefore the question against Rabbi Yochanan, why is Chovel different? You're telling me all over the place why when you have Malkut and Mamon and you will want for the Malkut, you get Malkut. Aye. So in the case of Rabbi Chovel B'Chavero, you will want for the Malkut, you will want for the Malkut, and still what's the deen? Yibbe Mamon. So Gemara says, Kedamar Rabbi Il'a Befirush Rifta Torah Edim Zomimim L'Tashlumin, which means, just like we have another exception, we have an exception of Edim Zomimim, that just like Edim Zomimim, they have a Malkut and a Mamon, the deen is Mamon, it's an exception. So too, we have a special inclusion in the Torah that you only get Mamon and not Malkut, which is an exception. So now we have to find out where we find these exceptions. So the Rabbi Il'a said it by Edim Zomimin. What did he say? Me'idim anu et ish polish chayav l'chavero b'taim zuz. Good. They did come along and say this guy is chayav to pay his friend 200 zuz. V'nimse'u zomimim. That I found some of me. So the Hayav, two things technically. The Hayav Mamon, the 200 zuz that they're trying to make this guy pay unlawfully. And also Hayav Malkut, because of what? Lo ta'ale b'rachay shachet. So what's the deen? Lokin or meshalmin. So the first, if she does it, they get both. They get Malkut and they also have to pay. Why? Shelo Hashem b'vi'adi dem makot b'vi'adi dem tashlumin. The Rebbe Meir. Because it's coming from two different pesukim. Which means the Hayuf for tashlumin comes from Ba'asitem lo kasher zamam. And the Hayuf for Malkut comes from lo ta'ale b'rachay shachet. According to Rebbe Meir, if the Isur Mamon and the Isur Malkut come from two different source pesukim, so then we're able to get both. However, Vachamim omrim kol meshalem eno loke. They say no. Pay and there's no Malkut. So the Gemara says, who says, Venei makol aloke eno meshalem. Maybe the opposite, Hachamim. Maybe whoever gets Malkut doesn't get Tashlim, which is rabbis, you come along and say, you get one out of the two. And what's the one out of the two that they chose? Mamon. Who told you? Maybe it's Malkut. So Gemara says, Amar bil'a b'feruj libta tura edim zomim l'tashlumin. It's explicit that they take tashlumin and no malkut. How? Hechan ribta tura mechti ketiv v'asitim lo kashir zaram na'asot na'chayim. It says what? You'll do to them what they tried to do to their brother. Yad biyad lamali. Oh, the next pasuk, the next one, it says what? Yad biyad, which literally means hand for hand. Now, what is this? What is hand for hand coming to teach us? Davar anitan miyad liyad. It means that what? It's coming to include a case of something that's given from hand to hand. What is given from hand to hand? Umayniu mamon. Must be talking about mamon, which is vasitim lo kashir zamam. Right? Tells me you do what they were trying to do to the friend. What do you need yad biyad to come and tell me? So it's coming to tell me yad biyad chadush. Even in the case where, let's say, you have over here a situation where they were mechayeving mamon, and you have a malkut because of the law ta'aneh, the chadush doesn't matter what yad biyad. Even if it's a malkut against the mamon, yad biyad gives it's a payment with hands. So therefore, from that extra pasuk yad biyad, because already have vasitim lo kashir zamam. We know already. Whatever they're trying to do, you do. So what's Yad Biyad coming to tell me? Yad Biyad is coming to tell me. Even against Malkut, the deen is you do what? You do payment. Also, there was Beferush, which is normally called Rabbi Yohanan. Normally the deen is what? Malkut and Mamon. Malkut. Aye. And Edim Zomimim, Rabbi Lai says Beferush Etmar, special deen that what? The Torah is coming to tell me it's Mamon and Malkut. You give the Mamon. Also, just like Edim Zomim is Beferush, Chobel Behavero is also Beferush. So Gemara says, Chobel Behavero, Name. What? Mechdi, Ketiv, Kasher, Asa, Ken Yaselo. Which means, it says the Pasuk, whatever he did to his friend, they are going to do to him. And then what does it say? Ken Yinatin Bo Lamali. And then it says, Ken Yinatin Bo, which is he will give to his friend. So what does that mean? Davar shiyesh bo netina. It must be talking about something that is givable. What's givable? Umayniu mamon. Must be talking about mamon. Let's get that list derasha clearly. It says over there by the case of Chomel b'chavero. The ishki yiten mum b'amito. A guy, let's say, blemishes his friend, right? Kasher asa ken yaselo. Which means whatever you did, the damage that you caused to your friend, what's the deen? You're going to get it. As well, you're going to have to endure a pay for that damage. Okay, so what do you have? Another pasuk. The pasuk says, "Kashin yitimum badam ken yinatenbo." It's the same thing. The damage that you did to your friend, you have to give it. You have to pay it. So the Gemara says, "Lamali," which is extra. It's telling us the same thing. So it says, "Davar sheyesh lo netina," which is what? Mamon. Now, what would I have thought? Which means like this: the Gemara knew already from the first pasuk that when you damage, you don't damage the guy who damaged. It's whatever he did, meaning monetarily, He has to pay monetarily, which he has to pay for the move. So the Gemara is learning from the extra fact that it says Ken Yinaten, even if there's a Hayuv Malkut in the case, even in the case where they warned him for Malkut, the extra person was coming to tell me still Yinaten. He pays. What's the thing that's given? From hand to hand, that's already considered. So the extra pasuk is coming to me, even in the case where the guy's hayab malkut, for example, they warned them for malkut, still, mamon. So Chovel is the exception. She says, no, because you have malkut to mamon, what's the deen? Malkut. Except for edim zomim, like Avera, I said, and the case of Chovel b'chaviro. Comes out according to Yohanan. Yohanan and Ula have a fantastic argument amongst themselves. According to Ula, when you have a case of Mammon and Malkut, the deen is what? Even when you had, let's say, a Hatra'ah, the punishment is Mammon, as evident in Al-Mishnah. Al-Mishnah, according to Ula, even if you had a warning, don't go with your sister, you're going to get Malkut, and he went and he was Ma'anesa, still the deen is no Malkut, and he makes a payment. Okay, how does he know that from? Tahat, Tahat. Okay, Gezerah Shavah, Tahat, Tahat. According to Rabbi Hanan, the opposite. When you have a case of Malkut and Mammon, the deen is you get Malkut. Okay, and therefore he answers our Mishnah that says the reason why you get Mammon in our Mishnah is because there was no Hatra'ah. But if there was Hatra'ah in the Kharam, you get Malkut. Aye, but Chobel b'chaviro, we know the deen is when a guy damages his friend. So there's a monetary payment, there's also Isud. What's Isud Lav? Lo Yosef, the Torah says. You're not allowed to for example, the Lo Yosef is said by a bailiff in Betin that's punishing somebody with Malkut. Let's say he's Hayaf 39 Malkut. If he gives him a 40th, he's guilty because you were Mazikim. You're not allowed to give him. So therefore, just like you give the 40th, it's extra, it's Asur, it's Chovel. So to a regular guy, he goes gives his friend a blow, so it's going to be Asur. Good, so that's Isur also. So Hadush is over there, even though you have Malkut and you have Mammon, the Yohanan says over there, it's an exception. In that case, you're going to get the Mammon. Why? Because over there we have two extra Pesukim. Just like we see by Edim Zomim, we have extra Pesukim. Now, what are the extra Pesukim by Chovel? The first Pesuk comes along and says, if a person gives a move to his friend, Kasher Asa Ken Ya'aselo. Now, that's referring to over there paying money. Okay, then give it up and come out and learn that that's talking about paying Nizik. Oh, good. So that we know that Pesuk. So we have to come along and say the next Pesuk. What's the next Pesuk say? Kasher Yitim Mum Katam Ken Yinatinbo. So you just told me, you pay money. So Hadush is the second person, even in a case where, let's say, they warned them for the Malkut. They told me, if you do this over here, you're going to be over Lo Yosef. So now already he has a warning for Malkut, and he has a Mammon. The second person comes and says, still, and Chovel is an exception, he pays Mammon. So everywhere else, it's Malkut, Ve'lo Meshalem, but in the case of Adim Zomim and Chovel, it's Mammon, Ve'eno Malkeh Mahloket, Rabbi Yohanan, and... Ula, Baruch Anwar Le'olam, Amen, Amen.